Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. I hope you all are rested up from the weekend, and I hope you all have your Bible with you, and I hope you all are sitting back excited about hearing the Word of God on tonight. We want to thank you for tuning in to Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry this Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, we're hosting the program on tonight. We're excited about the guest speaker that we would have that will be speaking to us tonight from the Word of God, about the Word of God, to teach us about the Spirit of God. And I just want to take this time out to say to you all again, welcome, and please share with your friends and family about the program that is going forth on tonight. Minister Sheila, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to ask you at this time if you would like, please lead us in prayer before I introduce the speaker.
Good evening. I'm going to start off again with saying thank you. God, our Father, and your Son, Lord Jesus, for another day of life. Without you, I would not be here, and neither would none of us that's on the line. I'm praying and thanking the Lord for each and every one of you. I'm going to ask the Father to bless us today. Bless us with the life and love and joy and the spirit of love within you, within your word and your knowledge. In your life, Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning, taking us safely through a weekend, blessing us and our children, our daughters, our sons, our sisters, our brothers, our husbands, our wives, our grandkids. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for another day of this family to enjoy the spirit and the knowledge of you. Lord, I thank you to bless each and every one of us. I thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Sir Brandon Kaiser, Minister Renee Kaiser. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright and Elder Kathy Kendall, and I also thank you for myself. If I missed anyone, please forgive me. It's not of just missing. It's just trying to acknowledge each and every one of the members, the daughters, and the sons of God, our Father, which have blessed us with another day. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to cover this world. Lord, in this demon devilish that's going on through these young kids and these old kids, killing themselves, killing each other, thinking it's a game. But it's not a game, it's life that you have given us that they have no right to take. Lord, I thank you, and I bless you too. I ask you to bless this government, these representatives that's supposed to be for us and to stop all this neglect and this racial violence, this school killing. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for letting us see and to help us to help others to understand through your life, through your words and your knowledge. The wrong for taking a life is not our goal, it's not our privilege. Lord, I ask you to give us the knowledge and to bless us with the love and to the life that you have given us that will be more of a blessing and enjoyment with all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that moment of prayer right there, Minister Sheila. Well, the speaker that we have on tonight is someone that I've known basically all of our lives since we were children. We grew up together. We were born from the same parents, mom and dad. We are sisters, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and myself. Our speaker on tonight is Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. And I would just like to say I want everyone that if you can, even though I know your phones is on mute, just give God a thank you. Thank you for a woman of God that is going to come to us and before us with the word of God and honestly and openly speak to us from God's word and tell us exactly what God has put in her heart. Because I know she loves God, she loves his word, and she don't just read it, teach it, or speak it, she lives it. She have poured it into her children, her son, I want to say her children, because she have adopted and helped take care of my son, and Minister Sheila Kaiser's son, and daughters, and grandkids. She have poured into all of our lives, so our children are also her children. So I would like for you all to join with me in spirit to say, thank you, Lord, for this woman that of God that will be bringing forth your word. At this time, I present to most, and I introduce her to others and all, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. Apostle, you have the floor.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia, Minister Sheila. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. No more chains holding me. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. Yes, I know there's more verses to it, but listen to this. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. And because of that, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh bless me now. My Savior, I come to thee. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. When you're free, you know that you need God. When you're truly free, you know that you can't make it without him. Freedom in this world that we live in isn't always free. Sometimes to be able to do things on your job, you got to submit to all types of manipulation and biases and prejudice and discrimination, and you think you're free, because sometimes the slavery mentality can make you think that you're free when you're really bound. When you see a tree, and on one side of the tree there's a bunch of people pushing people to the top of the tree, they're free. Look on the other side of the tree, and you see people pulling each other down instead of helping each other up. You see them talking about each other and backstabbing each other, and they're not free. Because, see, when you're free, not only will you push another to the top, but you'll celebrate them when they get to the top. And then when they get there, they won't forget about you. They'll reach down and pull you up. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he reached back down and he said, God, I don't want to leave them alone. Send them the Comforter. After all that was done to him, he was mocked and spit upon, stricken and beaten. He still didn't forget about the love that he had for each and every one of us. Some of us are bound because of unforgiveness. Some of us are bound because somebody did you wrong. Some of us are bound because we don't realize that we're the King's kids. We are the anointed of God. We are the handiwork of God. We are the prophet and the prophetess of God. We are the ministers and the apostles and the teachers and the pastors of God. We are the psalmists of God. We are the worshipers. We seek such to worship him, for they worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, when God said in his word, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you, thou shalt condemn. When God said, many may fall at your right hand or your left hand, but it won't come nigh thee. When God said, a word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces, my God. When God said these things, he wanted us to say them too. Because, see, when we proclaim the word of God, we know it can't return to him void, so it won't return to us void. But. We have to make sure that we come before God with clean hearts and clean hands. Have you ever had that child that constantly was talking about, oh, I can't. Well, there's a lot of adults that are doing, I can't. I won't. Well, I pray that when we get before God, he doesn't say, I can't let you in. Because many of us keep making excuses for the same things over and over and over again. Why do you think God keeps allowing it to happen over and over again? Well, I've learned from me. Years ago, I lived in this lady's basement, and she did me wrong. She did me real wrong. And for a while, you know, I held malice in my heart. I thought I could forgive her. I thought I could let it go. Matter of fact, I thought I had let it go. And God just started revealing things to me to let me know that I still had something in my heart against her. And so as he ministered to me about how I'm constantly wanting him to forgive me, and I'm stingy with giving forgiveness, oh, that's a whole nother message. But anyway, once again, years later, back in the same place again. Guess what? I lived in the basement again. But this time when I came out, I came out with a different heart. I came out knowing that I know that I know. See, the devil wants me to tell you that it was different. It was better. No, it was worse. It was gossiping again, backbiting again, being betrayed again, being lied on again, being, as they would say, sabotaged again. But this time, God reminded me that he sent me there to give the person an opportunity to repent. Because, see, some of us are going to church and some of us aren't going to church. Some of the people that's going to church, I suggest as much as the people that don't go to church. And so they're making excuses for this or that. There's more jealousy and animosity sometimes even in not just the household of faith, but right in your home, instead of there being agreement agreement between that husband and wife, agreement between children and their parents, agreement between those sisters, agreement between those brothers, agreement between those brothers and sisters, agreement between those cousins. My God, there's power in agreement. That's why the enemy of our soul does not want us to walk in agreement. If he can have us insulting each other, blood sisters, supernaturally and naturally, if he can have us pulling each other down from that tree instead of pushing each other up and celebrating each other, if he can have us competing with each other. You know, competition is good, so don't get it twisted. There is good things that happen in addiction. Sometimes it makes us a better person. It makes us better in math. It makes us better in sports. It makes us better in a lot of things. But what we have to be careful of is that we do in the right spirit, because the enemy will turn it into something evil. Oh, she don't like me. She don't this. Who said that? Did she ever tell you that? I had someone tell me something about someone that worked for me, just to find out they had did the same thing, but it was concerning something else. But they forgot to tell me about their problem. So a lot of times when we go to the altar and we go to God in prayer, we go there with complaints and grievances that we think are legitimate. And by the earth standards, they are. By the world's carnality, there are. But by God's things and agenda and motives and God's rules and instructions, not. If that's the case, Jesus should have never died on the cross for any of us, because the very people he came to save condemns him. We sing songs, I want to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Lord, I long to be like him, so humble and holy, weak and lowly. Lord, I long to be like him. Okay, if you long to be like him, is your forgiveness like him? Is your grace and your mercy like his? And I'm not going to just sugarcoat it. Do you know how to turn around to that person that you love with all of your heart, all of your being, and say, get thee behind me, Satan? Do you know how to rebuke your brothers and sisters in love? Jesus did. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, but I long to be like him. Yes, right. The sacrificing for one another and loving those unlovable. Man, oh man, oh man. There are some people, when it talks about forgiveness and love, they can put your love and your forgiveness to the test. But guess what? That's what they're supposed to do. They did it to Jesus. You're in good company. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel in the lion's den. Esther. Should I go on and on? My goodness, the very people. Saul, how many people did he kill before he became Paul? And then he became one of the great revelators, the great disciples. But that meant it had to be a whole lot of forgiveness. But there had to be a whole lot of humility within him to say that he was wrong. And then there had to be a whole lot of agreement between the apostles, because they had to forgive the very man that before he was converted was killing them, killing their brothers and their sisters. Minister Sheila prayed about the stopping of the killing, and she prayed about, before she prayed, she gave thanksgiving to God. Many of us forget to give him thanksgiving. You bless those who hurt you. Do good to those that hate you. Yep. Relatives too. Yep. Husbands and wives too. Yep. Children too. So-called friends too. Acts 1 and 14 says, these are all with one mind, continually devoted themselves to prayer, along along with the woman, Mary, the mother of Jesus. They were all on one accord. They were continually devoted to prayer. They lifted up their voices to God on one accord. Acts 4:24. And when they heard this, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, "O Lord, is it you who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them?" Romans 15:30-31. Now I urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be rescued from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may prove acceptable to the saints. One of the things about marriage and agreement is that one of the things that I'm going to use me and my sisters as an analogy. One of the things that tried to do was break up the unity of Sylvia, Sheila, and Cecilia. I'm going to read several versions of the same verse. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. That's NIV, New Living Translation. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer, and three are even better. A triple braided cord is not easily broken. Standard Version. And a man might prevail against one who is alone. Two will withstand him. A triple cord is not easily broken. NASB, that's the New American Standard Bible. And if one can overpower him who is alone, who can resist him? A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. King James Bible. And one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a three-strand cord is not quickly broken. And the last one is the Message Version. By yourself, you're unprotected. With a friend, you can face worse. Can you round up a third? A three-stranded rope isn't easily snapped. We have to realize the importance and power of agreement, the power of prayer and agreement, the power of unity and agreement. There are people that decide that they're going to do everything they can knowingly and unknowingly to bust Hades wide open. And for those of you who wouldn't get offended, hell wide open. But that doesn't mean that we don't pray for them. Still have to pray for them. But in order for us to be that three-strand cord, in order for us to have the power of agreement of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost with us, we have to come before God. Ask him to examine our hearts. When he shows us something, whether it's alts or someone has an alt against us, or whether it's someone, no matter what you do, they try to find fault in you. I had a sister that was sharing her testimony with me about a leader that appeared to be coming after her for this or that. But in actuality, it's the adversary. People allow the adversary to use them as demonic forces, as imps and agents. And when they do that, we have to go before God and ask God, "God, you allow that. so I accept that. So therefore, what am I supposed to learn from this? Is it that you're teaching me that I'm still easily provoked? Is it that you're teaching me that I forgot to bless those that curse and do good to those that hate me and pray for those that despitefully use me? Is it that I forgot to speak well of them and to pour hot coals on them by loving them and blessing them? Is it that I forgot to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus? Lord, I long to be like him, so humble and holy, meek and lowly, meek. That's power and strength under control. It doesn't mean that you're weak. Power and strength under control. Jesus had the ability to call for a legion of angels to wipe out everybody that was doing him wrong. But he was meek and lowly. When the enemy came to him, he spoke the word of God all through his temptations in the desert. When it was time for him to go before the cross and his flesh got weak, his last thing he said was, "Not my will, but your will be done." Some of the things that we're feeling, some of the things that we're going through, is because we haven't learned. We haven't accepted the responsibility. You hear me? The responsibility from God to say, "Not my will, but your will be done. Be it unto me according to your word." Do you understand that you are a king and a queen of God, and the great responsibility that God has placed upon your life? People are watching you. They're watching you. Some of them are watching you to see your health and crumble so that they can laugh about it. He said she was a Christian, or he said he was a Christian. And some of them are watching because they're learning from you. They know that you can fight. They know that you can cry. They know that you can pray. But now God wants you to teach them that you're meek and you're lowly, just like Jesus. They know that you're blessed. But when are they going to see the blessings of the Lord overtake you? Your right hand, on your left hand. I mean, he blessed so till you're going to have to be running to bless other people. So much just going. They had a movie where God had so much money, he bought a aircraft thing to hide money in there, and then he was taking it and putting it in his closets and digging up holes, putting it there. God can bless you with that. Not only financially, can you imagine having the peace of God that surpasses all understanding? That's rich. Can you imagine having joy unspeakable just flowing from you? Can you imagine that when you speak, the angels just show up and they're dispersed? Glory to God. Can you imagine when you walk in the room, the atmosphere of joy, the atmosphere of peace, all of them comes with you? Can you imagine, before you even think of anything and imagine a thing or speak a thing, that not only did God have it come to pass, but it came to pass hundredfold? You asked him for $100, he gave you $100,000, or $1,000,000. Can you imagine that? But that's what happens to the sons and daughters of the king. Abraham was given so much that he was able to give some of it to his nephew that wasn't even supposed to come with him. Come on now. we serve the same God. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. Wisdom is the principal thing. We may ask a lot of things, but when God is trying to teach us love, God is trying to teach us intercession, when God is trying to teach us unity, I have to tell you, sometimes in order to get that lesson, people got to do stuff to cause you to not want to forgive them until your heart gets to a place you automatically forgive them. God has to allow you to see things as unlikable so that you can get past it and love them. God has to teach us. Remember that math class that you took before you learn how to do the polynomial equations, before you learn how to do the trigonometry, calculus, and the geometry, you had to first start at the basic 1 plus 1 equals 2 and things of that sort. And then all of a sudden, you did that one problem in statistics that took 7 pages to get to the final answer. Well, the final answer for us is that your latter shall be greater than your former. But the enemy of our souls don't want your latter to manifest. Some of us have done things that have been selfless, not selfish. We have done things that have been selfless. And the enemy of our soul does not want the manifestation of the blessing that God has in store for us to come forth. Why? Because people look at us and they say we're blessed. They have no idea. That's nothing compared to what God wants to do for us. There's people that are hanging around us just because of the anointing on our lives. Don't you know that people like to hang around blessed people? It's not always for the same reason. Some people will be like a parasite, come and try to suck you dry. But the kind of God that we serve will make it where they can never suck you dry, because God will keep blessing you and blessing you and blessing you. Why? Because he's going to allow us to bless those that curse us, do good to those that hate us, pray for those that spitefully use us and persecute us. See, some of these things that's happening is them making God bless. And spoke ill of you, so God, I'm going to bless him just for that. I'm going to bless him just for that. Somebody came against you and mishandled you, and God, I'm going to bless him or her just for that. No matter what they do, no matter how they gang up, looks like it's you alone. But see, they don't know about these Sunday morning services from Smile 3E. They don't know about the power in these Monday night services with iron sharpening iron. They don't know about the giving and things that have been done to allow other ministries to minister, such as Elder Kendall, Dr. Serena Wright, Servant Pastor Troy, Prophet Antoine, and the various people over the years. We've been doing this for years, my sisters. We've been doing this for years. And it wasn't because it was always easy. It wasn't because people on this side and during this time were just overjoyed to support us. But don't you know that 10, 20 years from now, don't you know that during the tribulation that someone's going to hear this message and it's going to be just what they needed? And my prayer is that we don't have to be here for it. We don't want to be left behind. So no matter what's going on in our lives, remember there's power in agreement. They had all types of agreement when they were trying to build Tower of Babel, but it still was agreement. Can you imagine the agreement that went on? Whew. And that fiery furnace, my God. And Jesus showed up. The Son of God showed up in that fiery furnace. The Son of God showed up. The angels in heaven showed up. The lion's jaws were locked, and they went to sleep, and Daniel was able to use them like a pillow. My God. People have already prophesied on your outcome. But God, he knows that you need him, just like the song said. He knows that you need him every hour. He knows that. But he also knows that there are some things in our hearts that he's trying to help us through. I promise you, I pray that I have passed the test and I don't have to go back to another basement, because I feel so different. I feel no animosity, nothing with all of the stuff that went on first time, the second time. I just love God. I look at Minister Brandon, and I look at Minister Stanley, and I look at Minister Juan, and I look at Minister Pinky, and I look at even those that are running from God, Minister T, and I realize that even all of my brother's kids and my sister Minnie and Mary and Leela, I realize they don't understand that they come from the priesthood, the legacy of the Levites, the psalmists, the minstrels. But one thing is for sure and for certain, the accountability to God is still there. Teach people love. And how do we teach them love? By showing it. Let's teach people forgiveness. How we teach? By giving it. Let's teach people unity. How do we teach it? By walking in it. When I look at, this is 2018, and my parents, three daughters, are doing ministry on purpose and with purpose, walking in the unity of the love, the hope, the forgiveness, the mercy that our parents taught us. After all of the things that have come our way to try to destroy us, to destroy our love for one another, our connection with one another, to try to sow seeds of covetousness and jealousy and envy and discouragement and being dismayed and taking competition and making it a negative thing. Me and my sisters played volleyball, so we were very competitive, even when we were playing against each other or on the same team with each other. But we used that competitiveness to win games. And now we have a new game that we've been given from God. It's called soul winning. And the reason that I call it a game is because the enemy has the nerve to think he's going to win. But see, I've already read Genesis to Revelation, and I know in the end we win. So if you haven't heard anything else tonight, I pray that you've heard the need and the power for unity and agreement. It's needed, saints. That's all I have. Minister Sylvia and Renee, you can have the line back.
Okay, I was talking, but I had it on Bluetooth, and I didn't know that you all couldn't hear me. I was saying thank you so much for all of those that have listened on tonight, and for all of those that will be hearing this later on in the years to come in the archives. I would like to say on tonight, when we think about the lesson, when we think about the word, we would think about the message. When we think about everything that was said on tonight, let's make it personal. Where Apostle Elect started out with singing, "I'm free." and then she mellowed in, I need thee. So on tonight, to make the message personal, where we would say, Lord, who am I letting in my spirit? Lord, who am I agreeing with in my spirit? Lord, who am I not forgiving? Lord, why is it that I'm not willing to have forgiveness right now? When we talk to God, just be able to say, God, why won't I let the power of your love, the power of your spirit operate in me? Let's keep it real. Let's keep it honest. When we could say, well, God, it's not them. You know, we have this old saying that say, me, myself, and I. We need to put this word tonight to me, myself, and I. God, why is it that I'm so angry or I'm so unwilling to allow you to operate in my spirit with the power of love, the power of forgiveness, so that I can agree with the Spirit of God to say, God, I need you. I need your help. I need your freedom. I need you, Lord. So with all that being said, I'm going to let you all know that the lines are open. You all have a chance to speak to the woman of God, to let her know how much she encouraged you, to let her know how she has helped to expose the things that's going on with you. If you have the courage, if you have the strength, the power, and the will to let her know, it's me, oh Lord. I'm not just the one standing in need of prayer. I am the one that's asking for prayer, deliverance, and to be set free. The lines are open.
Good evening again. I just want to say to Apostle-elect Cecilia, thank you. The message was so awesome because today the world is on a slide. They're forever sliding down. They see something good, powerful, and loving of God, the love, the treasure, the power, the connection when it comes to the love and forgiveness through the family, through co-workers, through just say your sisters, your brothers. It is a fight. They will just come at you any kind of way they can to break up your love and forgiveness. All of the children, the family of God, devil is trying because he can't stand the love, the treasures, the joy, the happiness, the togetherness forever. He's trying to break up between me and my sisters and my spiritual sisters, my family. The devil is headed your way, but with God, you can knock him down. I just want to say thank you, because without the love and the treasures and the knowledge of God, the devil's going to forever attack. But with God, we are winners. We will win. And that's a battle we will not lose. Thank you.
Amen to Minister Sheila for her words of encouragement, for her sharing that with us. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to speak to the woman of God to just say thank you or whatever it is that God leads you to say on today? Is there anyone else? Okay, well, it don't seem like anyone else have anything to say. Again, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry on Monday night. We will be back next Monday, which will be the fourth Monday of the month, where our speaker, if it does not change, it will be Prophet Antoine Thomas, where he will be bringing the word of God to you also with the love and the power of God. Everything we do on this line is for edification. It's for building up, setting free, giving you the information about God, that he still lives, he's still sitting on a throne, and he's still saving people today as he did yesterday, as he did this morning, as he's doing right now. We're only going to bring the word of God to you, not something like it, but the actual word to God, and we're going to tell you where it's at so you can read it for yourself and you will know that you know that you know that was what the word of God said. And as Apostle Elect gave us on tonight, she gave us different versions from not just the King James, but not, and not just the NIV, but she gave us different versions of the word. So whichever one you can work with the best, it gives you a way to understand his word. So I'm going to ask Apostle Elect, Cecilia Kaiser, if she has any other words she would like to give us before I ask her to pray us out prayer on tonight. Apostle, do you have anything else?
I would just like to remind everyone that one of the things that a lot of the people in this world are challenged with is love and unity. Whether it's because someone's a different color, a different shape, a different size, different mental capacity, different credit rating, different background, whatever. What I love about Jesus is he picked his disciples, and they all were different from different lives. And he honored each one of them. He washed each one of their feet, and he used each one of them in their appropriate ways and things and capacities. And one of the things that we awesome thing is that if we could learn to appreciate others and to honor the strengths in one another. And that's my prayer, that we will learn how to love one another right where we're at. And that's it.
Well, I thank you for adding that to the word, because like you say, people are, you know, they're forgetting. They don't know. But I just thank you for the word on tonight. I will apply it to my life, and anything and everything that's going on with me, myself, and I. I would like to ask you to pray us out before I give our final remarks and our final scripture that we live by.
Father God, I glorify you and magnify you. I thank you for the unity that you've taught us in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I thank you the unity that you taught us through our parents that made us walk to school together, come back from school together, that caused us to go from this place to that place together. They taught us the power of unity. They taught us the power of love, for they would not allow us to speak ill of each other. We would have to speak stuff about something else, but not about each other. Thank you, God, for teaching us how to appreciate one another and how to love one another unconditionally. Father God, teach us in America how to love one another. Teach us in America how to honor one another. Teach us in America, it's not about the blame game. It's like Minister Sylvia said, it's about looking in the mirror and saying, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. God, in America, we're taught to look out the window to see what everybody is and ain't doing. And that's not proper English. But God, teach us how to stop spending so much time looking out the mirror, but looking into the spiritual mirror of our hearts and of your word. And when we find ourselves in a foggy place, in a shady place, in an unpleasing place or a displeasing place. God, we come before you and we ask you not only for forgiveness, but we ask you to deliver us, from the stronghold. And God, help us be the best of the best that we could ever be for you. For you said, it is good. And Jesus said that it's finished. Your word says that our latter will be greater than our former. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless Minister Sheila from her head to her toe, from the inside out. I called her to be the walking, living epistle she has been declared and proclaimed to be before she even was birthed from our mother's womb. God, cause her to walk in the yoke-destroying anointing that has been prophesied and declared and decreed over her life. God, cause her to walk in the assurance and the confidence of who you called her to be. God, cause her to see the richness, the wealth that she walks in. It's more than money, God. It's peace. It's joy. It's the ability to pray. It's the desire to pray. God, it's your love. God, cause when she walks in the room, the people will say, I want to serve the God of Sheila Kaiser. God, bless her beyond anything that she could ask or even think. Give her the wisdom that surpasses all understanding. The wisdom of God, greater even than Solomon. For you said, we have not, for we ask not. For bless her with the very things that she needs to ask and that she will ask you. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you will bless Minister Sylvia. Bless her in her going and her coming out. Bless her from her head to her toe, from the inside out. Cause her to do everything and say everything and go everywhere that you declared and decreed that she'll go. Thank you for opening and shutting doors that needed to be opened and shut. Thank you for the peace that you've given her in every area of her life. Thank you, God, that you're blessing us, not only to be blessed, but to be a blessing. By the name of Jesus, I ask you that you cause her to be overtaken by the very blessings that have been stored up for the very things that she's done for so many people. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you will cause her to be a walking, living epistle of God's grace, God's mercy, and bless her with things that she's never even thought she could be blessed with, things she's never even received in her heart. God, bless her in every area of her life. God, bless Minister Sylvia and Sheila to be a blessing to everyone that they've connected to or that have connected to them. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory. God, thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, that she's blessed, that she's whole, she's healed. God, on this side of heaven, thank you for the blessing that she's been to so many people. In the name of Jesus, bless servant Pastor Choi, God, that he will be everything that you called him to be. Almost arrest him. Rest him in the Holy Ghost, God, so that he can win the souls that you've assigned to him in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, take Prophet Anson from the north, the south, east, and the west, so that he can be the prophet of the world that you've caused him to be.
Yes, Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus, bless Dr. Wright with her heart's desires that line up with your will. In the name of Jesus, bless Elder Kathy Kendall, God, to do everything you called her to do for your glory, God. I ask you that everybody that's connected to Smile 3E will have three proclamations in their life that they live by. And it's according to your word, not my will, but your will, God. And the second, be it unto me according to your word. And the third, I accept what you allow, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory. Bless every listener that the words that they hear, the prayer that they hear will heal them, deliver them set free. Why, God, they know that they need you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We want to thank you again for just being a part of this ministry, being faithful to this ministry by calling in and listening. We thank God for putting upon Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser's heart to put this format together so that we will be able to get the word of God from different men and women of God that God have appointed in this day and time, that God have put in place to be a part of this ministry to bring his word of love, of deliverance, and of healing to the people, to us, to anyone and everyone that's listening and anyone and everyone that needs to hear it and or share it with their family and friends. We want to tell you that we are here every Monday night of the month from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here. We also want to let you know, don't forget about every Friday with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with God Still Heals. We're also here every Sunday morning with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser along with Minister Sheila Kaiser at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. Sometime Minister Brandon Kaiser assists with Let's Talk. But whatever you do, whenever you're sitting down, and if you can memorize it, or if you want to pull it up on your phone, or if you just want to open up the Word of God and read it for yourself, it's Matthew 6:33. Which says, if you have your word, read it with me, please. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Did you want to read that again with me? Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, let's make tonight personal. God, I am standing in the need of prayer, standing in the need of deliverance, standing in the need of who am I giving my power to if I'm not giving it to you, God. Let God lead and guide you. Let God be your savior. Let God be your deliverer. Let God be your healer. But whatever you do, let God be God. Can we get this? Can we get amen, amen? Amen. Good night. There's nothing you can do but say God loves you as we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So on that note, good night, people. Good night, Apostle-elect Cecilia. Good night, Minister Sheila Kaiser. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.